Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back in just a moment.
The Davis family of Adair, Oklahoma, having a dairy dispersal sale Tuesday, February 24th at 10 a.m. They'll be selling all cattle and equipment in their dairy. That'll be live from the Davis Dairy Farm and also broadcast on SuperiorClickToBid.com on sale day. You can contact Superior Livestock for more information and to register at 800-421-2117. Davis family dairy dispersal, Adair, Oklahoma, Tuesday, February 24th, 10 a.m.
I watched this really cool video last night. I should show it to you, but, oh, I'm not sure there's enough left on my data plan.
Hey, you.
Do you mean me?
Yes, go ahead and show that video to your friend.
Really?
Absolutely. Pioneer has you covered. Right now, Pioneer Cellular is offering double the data on all of our Your Choice plans. So go ahead and use double the data. We double dare you. Cool, can I see it again? Go for it.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, as we look at our livestock futures, ended up with a nice day yesterday. The livestock higher across the board yesterday.
That's exactly right, Dave. We saw Wednesday the cattle complex recover much of the losses it experienced back on Tuesday. And once again, most of the price movement was technical and fund influence. The cattle complex continues to trade sideways and in a very nervous manner. We did see some cash cattle trade at 160, but very, very few cattle. Choice box beef yesterday was up 66 cents. Select boxes were up $2.65 and a total movement of 176 loads. The cattle kill yesterday estimated at only 99,000 head, and the cash feeder index was down 37 cents. On the close yesterday, April live cattle $1.90 higher, March feeder cattle $1.65 higher, and April lean hogs 22 cents higher.
We'll check the grains in just a moment.
The Noble Foundation is proud to present the 2015 Texoma Cattlemen's Conference on Saturday, March 21st at the Ardmore Convention Center. The theme for this year's event is prosperity, volatility, and sustainability. The Texoma Cattlemen's Conference will feature cutting-edge information on beef sustainability, ag credit, risk management, and the cattle outlook. For more information, go to www.noble.org/agevents or call Maggie Scott at 580-224-6375.
And we take a look at our grain futures now, Tom, and a rough day on the grains, though. Wheat, corn, soybeans all lower yesterday.
Yes, we saw fun selling yesterday, Dave, and profit taking that pulled the wheat, the corn, and the soybeans into negative closes. News-wise, it was another quiet session for the grains. We did see Egypt has tendered for wheat once again after canceling their previous tender from the day before due to high prices. Now, today starts the release of the new crop projections from the USDA's annual Outlook Conference that will continue into tomorrow. Now, so far, we've already seen that they are expecting 89 million acres of corn to be planted. That's 1.6 million less than we planted last year. And they're looking for 83.5 million acres of soybeans, which is 200,000 less than last year. They're also looking for the corn price to hold at an average of $3.50 this year and the soybean price to hold at an average of $9. Now, trading overnight has been mixed at the moment. We're mostly positive. March KC wheat's down a half a penny. March corn's up 2.25. March soybeans trading 6.75 higher. The March cotton is down 17 points. March crude oil down $2.10. The March dollar index is up 17 cents. And March Dow Jones futures trading 26 points lower.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time today. We'll visit again tomorrow and look forward to that as always. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.